Welcome to the UUFCC Weekly Update of February 16th, 2024. Mary Jane's Musings. As I continue to look forward to my retirement, it would be fun to look over what I have done in my past for fun. The following list contains things that I have done and two things that I haven't tried yet. Send in your guesses to me of what you don't think I've done yet, and the winner will have their name highlighted in my musing next week. They are papermaking, bookbinding, watercolor painting, stained glass, pastels, tamari ball making, oil painting, cheese making, spinning, sausage making, soap making, tatting, fabric dyeing, knitting, weaving, bunka embroidery, Swedish embroidery, now binding, weaving, bead weaving, bead embroidery, machine embroidery, quilting, bobbin lace making, shell art, jewelry making, enameling, rug hooking, Ukrainian eggs, German paper cutting, Nuno felting, crochet, needlepoint, hardanger embroidery, basket making, canning and preserving, butter making, and kumihimo. No, I am not going to read that list again. Question 1, name two things from the list that I haven't tried yet. Question 2, how many of these things were unfamiliar to you? I have to admit, Miles lived through a lot of this and was not amused. Actually, he was very patient and supportive every time I decided to try something new. With love, Mary Jane. The Universal Zoom link is available. There's a button to push for that. If you have an announcement for the Sunday service or something to be put in the Book of Life, email bookoflife@uufcc.org by 6 p.m. Saturday night. The weekly update includes all the links for the following week. You may also find the links on the UUFCC calendar, which is available from the UUFCC.org homepage. If you go to the calendar, you may click on an event and it will give you information about accessing the event. Events that are in person at UUFCC will have a turquoise circle on the calendar. In-person events on the following schedule will have a turquoise font. Events which are by outside groups renting space at UUFCC are denoted by a green font. If your meeting is scheduled for in-person, but you need a Zoom link, you may find it on the UUFCC calendar. Simply click on the event, and if there is a Zoom link, it will be displayed. You may access the calendar from the website uufcc.org. What's happening at UUFCC this week? Sunday, February 18th, Birthday Cake Sunday, and it's also New Member Sunday. 9 a.m., Conversation Among Friends, in-person only. 10:30 a.m., speaker will be Reverend Ann Barker, 21st Century Justice from a 20th Century Perspective. That's in person or on YouTube. Worship Associate Ryan Richardson, directors are Corey Dowdy and Tom Dooley, and music will be provided by Ryan Smith and the choir. At 12 p.m., Ellen McGill's Celebration of Life. Monday, February 19th, 10 a.m., Art Committee, 12:30 p.m., Williams Whitehill Chalice Circle, 4 p.m. Azar Chalice Circle, 6 p.m. PFLAG Port Charlotte Support Group. Tuesday, February 20th, 8 a.m. Men's Coffee Group, 1 p.m. NAACP Criminal Justice Committee, 5 p.m. New Conversation Among Friends, Zoom only. Always use this link, and it's there for you. And at 7 p.m. is the Sierra Club. Wednesday, February 21st, 4 p.m., Immigration Justice Committee, 6 p.m., Choir Rehearsal, 7 p.m., Happy Hour on the Universal Zoom link. Thursday, February 22nd, 4:30 p.m., Buddhist Meditation, 6 p.m., NAACP General Membership Meeting, 7 p.m., AA Group Open to All, and Friday, February 23rd, at 10 a.m., there will be the Art Takedown. Just a gentle reminder, if you can walk from the back parking lot, please park there, to allow those individuals less ambulatory to park in the front. All annual reports from committees must be in by March 1st to be included in the UUFCC annual report. The reports should be in Word or text format, no PDFs. A celebration of life for Ellen McGill will be held on this Sunday at noon. It will be held in the Peace Garden. Conversation Among Friends Zoom group has moved to Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Always use this link, and it is there for you. A message from the Sanctuary Decorating Team. This month's theme is Justice and Equity. Thus, we have the BLM poster and the Pride flag. These are not the only groups seeking justice and equity. We are looking for some design ideas that encompass more of these issues from you. Are you inspired to create a poster, painting, drawing, flag, quilt design, whatever? It could just be bands or swirls of colors that represent various factions or a collection of images. No rules. The Sanctuary Decorating Team can take any image and print it into poster size. If you use computer images, please make sure they are free or from Microsoft, like Word, because we pay for those. If you need more details, see Laura L., Cheryl D., Sue B., or Dead C. We look forward to your creativity and help. Carpools for upcoming events. Sign-up sheets for carpooling to the Right to Read Festival on February 24th and Drag Queen Bingo on February 17th are available on the bulletin board in the social hall. Please indicate whether you are a rider or a driver for the respective events. Black History Month fundraiser, Saturday, February 17th, 2024, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Cooper Street Rec Center, 650 Mary Street, Puntagorda, 339-50. Spaghetti dinner, come and bring a friend. Drag Queen Bingo, Saturday evening. It is on February 17th, that would be this evening. And it's a fundraiser to benefit PFLAG or Array and Array. And the also the PFLAG Port Charlotte Crestwood Circus Ranch. Array All Rainbow Allied Youth. $30 entry fee. Doors open at 7 p.m. This is all going to happen at Scotty's Pub, 14530 Tamiami Trail, Northport, Florida. For information, call 941-257-8795. February 23rd is the installation of our Members Friends Art Show. So members and friends, get out your paints, pencils, and more, working for an upcoming member exhibit at the end of February. The Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice and the Social Justice Alliance of Florida Suncoast present, free, the Right to Read Festival, All Books for All People. That's Saturday, February 24th, 2024, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., held on the grounds of Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, 1971 Pinebrook Road, at the corner of Edmondson and Pinebrook Roads. Fun for all ages, entertainment, food, vendors, children's activities, and more. Many more details at our website, sjafs.org. Speakers will be James Abraham, Martha Beretta, Tom Edwards, Sandra Morish, Kent Oliver, Rob Sanders, and Carrie Seidman. Sponsored by the Unitarian Universalist Association, Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Charlotte County, Unitarian Universalists of Sarasota, and the Venice Interfaith Community Association. Volunteers are needed for this Right to Read Festival on February 24th, and it is again from 10 to 4, and it is on the Unitarian Universalist property in Venice, and it's shaping up to be quite an event. RUUSCC is among the organizers. For details, see the flyers, since there will be various presenters, booths, activities, food trucks, music, parking, etc. Volunteers are needed to help staff the tasks. Contact Anna Dryos IMAC at ANNAKAS@comcast.net or speak to Ted for details. The festival is the first activity sponsored by the Social Justice Alliance of Gulf Coast, Florida, to address various public issues confronting our communities. Various groups, individuals, and organizations are coming together to form a united effort. Meditation is now every week, Thursdays at 4:30. For information, contact either Helen Sikowski or Martin Covey. Readings from your Immigration Justice Committee. Talents to our Gala fundraising concert are now available. Beatleologist Elaine Silver will perform on March 16th at the Congregational United Church of Christ, Puntagorda. Tickets are $25. All money goes to CAPAS. Information, see Betty Barriga, immigrationjusticeuu@gmail.com. And that will be on Saturday, March 16th, 3 to 5 p.m. at 1201 Acquiesta Drive, Punta Gorda. Again, that's the Congregational United Church of Christ. Tickets $25, 60s attire welcome. For information or tickets, write to immigrationjusticeuu@gmail.com. Yoga in the Sanctuary on Fridays now from 3 to 4. Cost is $10 per person. The tax man cometh. The office is happy to supply a calendar year statement of your giving for 2023 upon request. Just drop an email to office@uufcc.org and request one, and we'll get it right out to you. And that's from MJ and Sandy. Social Justice Committee news, there's a button to push for the minutes of February 11th and for the agenda of February 11th. Immigration Justice Committee news, they meet on the first and third Wednesday of every month, 5 p.m. on Zoom. Contact Betty for the link, and there's a button for minutes from the February 7th, 2024 meeting. Tech problems or concerns? Our technology team is instituting a new procedure for getting help with fellowship tech issues. If you want to report a problem, get help, arrange for tech help with an event or any other fellowship tech issue, email helpdesk@uufcc.org. The office tried out the new procedure with great success. The resolution on the monitor in the social hall has improved. Pavers at UUFCC. The Social Justice Committee is overseeing the Peace Garden Memorial Paver Project. If you would like to honor a loved one or friend, deceased or still with us in perpetuity, this might be the way to do it. Take a look at the pavers already in the Peace Garden to get an idea of what they look like. Print out the form that is linked in this notice and follow the simple instructions, up to 3 lines for each paver. Include a check made out to UUFCC for $75 per paver with your form and send it to the office. You will be notified when your paver has been delivered and placed by our grounds committee. $45 of each paver purchase is donated to UUFCC, and there's a button to push for the paver order form. The February issue of our newsletter, the Communique, is now available, and we are encouraging your participation. Always wanted to see your name in print? Well, here's your chance. What to write about? Hey, whatever tickles your fancy. Sure, it has to pass muster with the editorial board, but that shouldn't be an obstacle. See the front page of our first issue, consulting the UUFCC webpage for back issues at www.uufcc.org for ideas. The final date for submissions for the March 2024 issue is February 24th. 300-word limit, go for it. Send happy submissions to the editorial board at uufcc.org. And you can click on the button given here if you want to read the February issue. Happy birthdays! February birthdays were and are Peg Stunkard, February 1st, Stephanie Garrett, February 2nd, Helen Sikorsky, February 5th, Hugh Burgess, February 14th, Mona Azar-Jones, February 23rd, and Herb Levin, February 26th. Please contact the office if you want to be on the birthday greetings list. All we need is the month and day of your birth. The year is totally unnecessary unless you want to give the office a chance to giggle. If you want to check out the Southern Region's February newsletter, there's a button for that. Donations and offerings to UUFCC. You may mail checks and pledges to the office, drop them in our mailbox, or call the office to make other arrangements. We appreciate your ongoing support. We are equipped to handle donations through the phone app Venmo. Payments through this app should be made to UUFCC Offering. Would you like your donation to apply to anything other than UUFCC operations, such as the discretionary fund or second helping? If so, please indicate so in the notes field. Our mailing address is 1532 Forest Nelson Boulevard, Port Charlotte, 33952. UUFCC office hours, it's always best to call either Sandy or Mary Jane to make sure we are in the office. Life has a way of interfering with our schedules. Mary Jane usually in the office Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 12, and Sandy usually in the office Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 12. And finally, there is a button to push if you want to visit the UUFCC website. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the conclusion of the UUFCC Weekly Update from February 16th, 2024.